with Soul Coaxing, the 101 Strings with Tapestry, and Simon Park did Drive. Drive. Drive, you fools, drive, yes. Here's Pat Valentino and Rosanna. Smooth, relaxing, and easy. And just like that, we've come to the end of hour one. Stay with us for hour number two of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, won't you? Here's Buddy Morrow. relaxing and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy. Wow. Wow.
Sail away to Araby and other lands of mystery, but all the wonders that they see will never tempt me. Their memories will soon grow.
Relaxing Easy with Band of Gold. Before that, this hour started off with Burt Kempfert, Wonderland by Night. And if you know the song One Week by Bare Naked Ladies, they mentioned Burt Kempfert's got the mad hits, and then you hear this violin streak that goes... That is from Wonderland by Night. That's their imitation of the trumpet at the beginning of the song. Anyhow, Eric O'Brien here with you for hour number two of episode number 311 of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And if you're looking for historical events that happened during this particular week, May 6th, 1889 was the day the Paris Exposition opened, with the just-completed Eiffel Tower as its centerpiece. And, of course, the Eiffel Tower still stands to this day. May 7th, 1941, big band leader Glenn Miller recorded Chattanooga Choo Choo. May 7th of 1992 was the maiden voyage of the Space Shuttle Endeavour, which I believe replaced the Challenger that exploded in 1986, right? May 8th, 1794, the U.S. Post Office was established. May 8th, 1952, Mad Magazine hit the newsstands. What, me worry? Okay, well, there you go. That was banned from my house as a kid anyway. May 9th, 1886, the syrup for Coca-Cola was invented by Atlanta pharmacist John Stith. John Stith Permerton. There we go. Yeah, I got that out pretty well, didn't I? May 9th, 1926, Americans Richard Boyd and Floyd Bennett became the first to fly over the North Pole. May 10th, 1908, the first Mother's Day was observed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. On May 11th, 1928, General Electric opened the world's first television station in Schenectady, New York. In 1947, on May 11th, B.F. Goodrich manufactured the first tubeless tire. And May 12th, 1972, the flush toilet was patented. You didn't need a bucket anymore. Well, maybe you did. Here's Frank Chatsfield and Long, Long Time. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
The music is smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
Bright, refreshing, beautiful music is heard on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Maurice Larkane and his Stomach Steinway, no doubt. And a song called My Man, Lex de Acevedo before that. It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To. John Fox, I'm Stone in Love With You. Holly Ridge Strings did My Sweet Lord. And Frank Chaxfield with Long, Long Time. I'm Eric O'Brien and Dateline. Let's see if I can get this to work here. Oklahoma. An Oklahoma City couple's canceled flight on their way to elope in Las Vegas led to their holding their wedding aboard a Southwest Airlines plane. Southwest said in a Facebook post that Pam Patterson and Jeremy Salda booked a Sunday flight to Las Vegas and decided to travel in their wedding attire to be ready for their chapel appointment at 9 p.m. The couple arrived at Dallas-Fort Worth to catch their connecting flight to Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas. But after multiple delays, they were told their flight was canceled. So a fellow passenger named Chris, who was attempting to travel from Dallas to Vegas, overheard their predicament and revealed that he was an ordained minister and would be willing to personally preside over their wedding in Vegas. The trio booked the last three remaining seats on a Southwest flight from Dallas Love Field to Las Vegas and took a ride-sharing car to get from one Dallas airport to the other. And while boarding the new flight, the pilot, Captain Gill, noticed Patterson was wearing a wedding gown, asked her about it, and she explained the story and joked with him that they should just get married on the flight. So for the second time that week, Pam was surprised to hear the words, "Let's do it." So they did it midair with toilet paper streamers and used snack mix to create a sash for the minister. A flight attendant named Julie stood as the maid of honor, and a professional photographer who happened to be on the same flight took out her camera to document the ceremony. Another passenger passed around an old notebook to sign well wishes from people with their seat numbers and given to the bride and groom as a makeshift guest book. The post congratulated the couple on a memorable in-flight wedding neither the employees or passengers were likely to forget. Well, isn't that lovely? That's beautiful. Meanwhile, in Vegas, a driver got in trouble. Yeah, it was a Clark County School District Police Department of Las Vegas stopped a driver with a fake license plate that authorities say had Cracker Jack stickers on it. Police referred to the female driver on Facebook as Fictitious Phyllis and uploaded photos of the license plate. The driver was also quoted, "My vehicle is registered to a trust. If you cite me for such, you will be entering into a contract with the trust," the driver said. Upon their short, sweet investigation, Phyllis was issued some citations and apparently entered themselves into a contract with the trust, police continued. The license plate had stickers on it that said DOT and 2022. Valid registrations would have included a sticker with a month and the year of renewal. So that doesn't happen anymore in Pennsylvania. Where did you get your driver's permit or your plate registration? Out of a cereal box? No, a Cracker Jack box. Funny stuff. Here's Pat Valentino and Fallen in Love. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Boy, Phyllis wishes she was that way, doesn't she?
Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you. sitting by the window, waiting for the dawn, waiting for a girl a long time gone. Long time gone is a lonesome sound.
Long time blues
is a hard way down.
Long time.
By the river, walking in the rain, down by the depot, waiting for the train. Long time gone is the evening train.
Long time blues
is an aching pain. Listen to the sparrow singing his song.
Listen for a voice a long time gone.
A long time gone is a silent song.
A long time blues keep a coming on.
The window, waiting for the dawn, waiting for a girl a long time gone. Long time gone is a lonesome sound.
Long time blues
is a hard way down.
Mason Williams on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, of course known for Classical Gas in 1968. He is also a singer, writer, comedian, and poet, best known for Classical Gas, of course. But he was also a comedy writer on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, for which he wrote the theme song, too. He was also on the Glen Campbell Good Time Hour, so they were good friends. And, of course, Glen Campbell did a version of Classical Gas. And Mason also worked on Saturday Night Live, so there you go. If you didn't know that before, you do now. Before that, Bernard Ebbinghaus and The Things We Do for Love, and Pat Valentino and Fallen in Love Again, originally done by Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds. Here's John Gregory, Love is in the Air. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
When life gets too hectic, there's a place just for you. Right here with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm a leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. Now the time has come to leave you one more time.
Let me kiss you, then close your eyes. I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Some of the best music ever recorded is on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy. With Perry LaMarca and the orchestra and Cherish, originally done by Cool and the Gang, of course. And before that, Peter, Paul and Mary, Leaving on a Jet Plane, their only number one hit. London Studio Orchestra, It's a Funky Feeling. Norm Geller with How Deep Is Your Love, Lex de Azevedo with One, and John Gregory did Love Is in the Air. I'm Eric O'Brien. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and, if they'll have us, WRCT Pittsburgh. And we have time for this little reprise from Mason Williams. It's called Katie Did's Diddy. and it's exactly 57 seconds long. I almost said minutes. Just like that, we've reached the end of another program. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly, as I said, Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Supposedly, right?
Yes.
Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint, and right back here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. This is program number 311.
Hotel Kilo. Hotel Kilo. Es folgen Mitteilungen für 328 Gruppen 921 66 Gruppen. Achtung.
Can't stop, stop, stop.
Today's a Buddha.